Hello and welcome to our podcast. Today we're looking at the visit of the relics of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, and we're speaking to Somerset Funeral Director Adrian Forsey. Adrian's responsible for looking after and transporting the relics as they tour England and Wales. What's interesting is that Adrian's not a Catholic. So why is he taking the time out from his business to support the visit?
Well, initially I was just engaged to advise on the suitable vehicle for transporting the relics, and really after my first meeting with David I started to look on the internet to find out more about St. Thérèse, because I knew nothing of her, and just became very interested in the entire project, and could see from the internet footage what people gain from paying pilgrimage to her, and I just felt that it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and felt very privileged to have had the opportunity to be involved in such a visit, that I just very much wanted to be part of it. It hasn't been easy, because we are only a small family business, and fortunately I've had the support of my team. I checked with them first to make sure that they could cope in my absence, because it's a long period of time. And they were fully supportive of me, and very grateful for that, and looking forward to it.
Some people might presume that the relics will be transported in a traditional hearse, but that's not the case here, is it? How are they being taken around England and Wales?
Well, we looked at the size of the relics and their encasement, and found that the hearse didn't really have the headroom to be able to transport them, and on checking dimensions with vehicles and so on, felt that a people carrier, which is what we have, was the most suitable vehicle, and we also felt that it was perhaps in keeping with the tone of the occasion that David and the rest of the team were hoping to depict.
You're going from place to place. Are there any challenges in the transportation? Are you looking at any potential pitfalls, for instance?
Yes, and being a born warrior doesn't help. The logistics of it, fortunately David has been very thorough, but there are always mechanical failures or worries, and we just try to cover all eventualities if we can.
Well, St. Thérèse died a young person at just 24. Obviously, in your line of work, you must see a lot of young people who die tragically early. Is that something that resonates and strikes you about the story of St. Thérèse?
Very much so, and I think it's wonderful that out of something so tragic for someone to have lost their life at such a young age, it's wonderful that something so positive is now arising from that. But we often see this with our work as funeral directors, that often with such a tragic loss, there is an awful lot of goodness, support from village members, neighbours, friends. There's actually a lot of positiveness that comes out of something so tragic.
You've already said how much the story has moved you. Are you planning on actually going into any of the churches and perhaps spending some time with the relics?
Very much so. I want to experience the whole occasion, but I also want to... I'm interested to observe other people's reactions and what they may gain from paying pilgrimage to the relics. And I think I'm pleased that it's open to all denominations, and it will be very interesting to see people's reactions.
Finally, Adrian, it's a big commitment. It's a month out. I presume you have the support of your family in taking the time to go around the country with the relics.
Very much so. I'm going to miss them. It's I think the first time I've been away from my wife in 22 years of marriage for such a long period of time. But she's probably looking forward to the break from me. But I certainly have the full support. In fact, I'm hoping that whilst I'm up in Nottingham to visit my son, who's at university there. So.
Adrian Forsey, the Somerset Funeral Director, who will be looking after the relics of St. Thérèse of Lisieux as they tour England and Wales. For more, visit catholicrelics.co.uk, and for more from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit catholicchurch.org.uk.